Jacob. Isaac had twin sons, Esau and Jacob. The twins looked very different from one another. Esau was covered in red hair, but Jacob was smooth-skinned. Isaac and his wife Rebekah loved both their sons, but as time went by, each secretly grew to have a favourite. Isaac's favourite was the firstborn twin Esau, but Rebekah's favourite was Jacob. Like all brothers, the twins often quarrelled, especially over Esau's birthright. The birthright was a father's special blessing on the eldest son. It gave the son leadership over his brothers, but it also held the responsibility of taking care of the family after the father died. Esau's birthright meant he would inherit the promises God made to his grandfather Abraham. When the time came to bless his son, Isaac was very old and already blind. Isaac called his favourite son Esau to be blessed. Rebekah overheard, and so she called her favourite Jacob. She told Jacob to deceive his father by disguising himself as Esau and receiving the special blessing. Rebekah dressed Jacob in his brother's clothes and covers his hands and neck in goatskins to make them hairy like Esau's hands and neck. When Esau heard what Jacob had done, he wanted to kill his deceitful brother. Rebekah heard that Esau planned to kill Jacob, and so, in order to save his life, she sent Jacob far away to live with his uncle Laban. In order to reach his uncle's place in Haran, Jacob had to make his way across the desert. It was scorching hot during the day, but bitterly cold at night. When he slept, Jacob used the desert stones as a pillow. One night, Jacob had a dream at a place called Bethel. He dreamed that there was a ladder stretching all the way up to heaven. Angels were going up and coming down the ladder. At the very top stood God, who said to Jacob, "The land on which you lie, I will give to you and your descendants." Jacob was deceitful and cunning. But years later, God returned him to the land he had been promised and blessed him with many sons. God changed Jacob's name to Israel.